after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Ted J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Teddy J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. Life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady Chase was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
Hello, what's up, what's up, what's up, and welcome everybody to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. Oh my God, y'all know what today is, one of my favorite days. But in case you didn't remember today is, let me give you a quick reminder.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump day!
All right, now y'all know what day it is. And of course, on every hump day, we always give y'all a special purchase service announcement. And that's, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, so, of course, every Wednesday during this Dust Music Month, we'll be doing the music one-on-ones, and we'll be giving you some different tips as far as the music. I've noticed it worked very well for artists that, you know, have started from the bottom, now they wherever they at now. So, this week is how to find your niche. And as far as that is, talking about your music style, your image. Because last week we were talking about how to promote yourself, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, I just be on Facebook and Twitter, you know, just tagging, because I recently made myself put a tile on review, because I was getting driven nuts by people just posting stuff on my wall like it's a walking advertisement. So, yeah, it's ridiculous. What's up, Taryn? I see you in the building.
What's the deal?
Terry, it's funny. Last week we just talked to people about how to promote themselves, and now I have had to come to a point to where I've had to put myself on timeline review the other week, because it's just driving me nuts that, you know, people don't really, you know, network review or whatnot and try to see, well, what you got going on. It just act like your walls are advertisement, and what makes me more annoyed, not just when they tag you, so, but when they come on your random, how can I put it? No, you're doing the status, and it has nothing to do with your status. They just post a freaking song link on your freaking status, and pisses me off.
Oh, yeah. I've been having that happen a lot, too, so I definitely see where the irritation comes from. I can relate, because I've been having people, you know, fake freaking modeling agencies, and, you know, they're writing me, and then they comment on my freaking pictures with the longest messages, though. And I have to go on there and delete it, you know what I mean, or block them. Like, yeah, that's kind of getting out of control. But see, a lot of stuff I hear it's spam as well when you get a certain people comment on your statuses, like, look at this and look at that. Like, sometimes those people don't know, like, that actually be happening. So I think it's like a twink in Facebook or something else that's going on. I don't know.
Right now, I ain't even talking about those. Like, you know, I know what you're talking about. Ooh, look at how I just lost 10 pounds. It's like those. Like, I'm talking about the ones you know that are legitimate. They are legitimate links, but you're like, dude, like, why do you continually only just want to keep posting them all? Like, stop tagging me to all your stuff. Like, people do that all the time, and I love Timeline Review because before it hits your freaking wall, you got a chance to do something about it and say, oh, do I want on my wall? More than likely, I'm going to say no. I'm just going to keep it real. I don't like my wall just cluttered with a bunch of stuff.
Right. I feel that, yeah. That with stuff with the pounds and, you know, all that extra stuff, yeah, that's just, you know, desperation. That's kind of doing too much. But, I mean, that's like
right,
you said,
yeah.
You already brought this up on Twitter and everything, man. That stuff is irritating. Put me in my DMs. Look at this picture I found of you or whatever. Like, stop.
Oh, yeah, that's spam crap. Yeah. I laugh at that, too. People on tonight, hey, I'm sorry, people that. But then y'all can't even take in y'all freaking accounts to make sure you're not spamming people. So, yeah, that's ridiculous. But getting to, you know, of course, this week, I said this week we'll be talking about how to find your niche. Also, you know, too, we'll be talking about some of the hot mess. Because I got a lot of hot mess I've smelt upon the way today that we got to get out there, too. So definitely be talking about that. Some stuff media takeouts and stuff from Clumsy Crooks. That was a little bit of everything. So we said, have a good old laugh with some of the idiots in the world.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to do for you, when we come back, we'll be talking about some of the hot mess, and we're going to go to a quick song break. We'll go ahead, because, you know, I like to get to that money, so we're going to go ahead and play my boy Spinner, get to the money, and then we'll be back on Life of the Dust Lives. Your boy, City J, and your girl, Tara Lamont.
Yes, yes.
Money on my mind all the time. Money on my mind all the time. Yeah. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Hey, hey. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Yeah. I'm chasing paper like I'm running in a relay race. Money on my mind all the time, nothing takes its place. I treat my money like a hoe. I spend it, then I get some more. Money is my best friend, you know what I'm saying, for. I like the sight of money, I like the smell of money, I like the way it sounds
when I'm stacking in my honey.
Yeah, I toss it everywhere. Money throwing all in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
you know, Salons, Wild Salons, Wild Salons. So Salons. Oh, man, hilarious. So Salons was going hard on the stage. You know, she was doing a little Jamaican routine or whatnot. And while she was spreading her legs and whatnot, her shorts, you know, was showing that you can see her goods a little bit. you can see her goods. And wow, Salons, wow. Hey, without practice, you like the. I couldn't laugh because I could look at the picture. And so, you know, Salons, she's so innocent. You know, she's an innocent about her, and it's just hilarious to see that.
Yeah, that's.
She's trying to do one of those. The little Jamaican moves and whatnot, and she forgot what she had on and forgot what she didn't have on underneath that. So, yeah, wow, you gave everybody a nice show. You gave them a show and you gave them a show. So, it gets to that. Okay, why are we still going the whole nigga? Hey, it's crazy. People left and right with nakedness, man. They wilding out. Okay, so let me put my disclaimer voice on, because I love put my nice little PSA voice on. Here we go. No, warning. If you're going to use Instagram, please be very, 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 very aware of how your phone works, because once you post it on Instagram, it's on Instagram, ready to delete it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially if you are famous, the moment you put something up, you can delete it all you want to, but somebody saw it and somebody's going to probably screenshot it, especially with something worth talking about. Therefore, now we're going to get into that tomorrow and what we're talking about for this particular instance. So, some funny female comedian, Lunel, was apparently, you know, she was all hyped about getting ready for a date and whatnot. And what she was trying to do was take a picture of the bathtub. She tried to take a picture of the bathtub. But what she didn't realize, she didn't kind of just realize that she was still in the shot a little bit. You can still see her, and you can see like half her body. You can see straight titty. You see straight titty, man. They zooming in, but heck, Ray Charles can see that. You didn't have to zoom in for that. You can see everything. You can see a pool nanny, but you can see her titty just hanging in your face. And it is just hilarious. It's hilarious because this is another one of those times when bathroom pictures go wrong. Bathroom pictures go wrong. And I think I saw that song. I think I saw that on Girl Code the other day that they said that it should be death to bathroom pics, because people just, every time you take bathroom pics, they always forget what's in that background, and then they had to try to explain themselves later. So, sorry for you, ma'am. But you gotta watch. You know, you gotta watch today. You gotta watch today. You gotta make sure before you go to Instagram. This is what I do. I'm going to teach y'all a little trick on Instagram. Don't take pictures on Instagram and then upload that way. You need to take pictures on your phone, let it stay on your phone, and then decide if you want to upload them or not. Because then you can stop yourself from making a complete fool of yourself before the world sees it. So I have to say, Lunel, what the hell? I'm going to give Lunel a cricket award of the day. Hold on, everybody. Let's give that cricket award. We had to give her to her, Terry. She's just doing the most, right? I'm sorry. I've been telling you for a while, y'all got to come on these bathroom pictures. I've never seen that one bathroom picture where the one chick, she's like taking a picture of herself and she forgets she got a turd in the toilet. Like, it's bad.
You know,
my favorite one is when the chicks are in the mirror. Like, okay, and yeah, people are going to hate me for this, but stop taking pictures. Please stop. That's the reason why they have a front-facing camera. Stop taking pictures of yourself in the mirror with your goddamn iPad in your hand, because that's the most stupidest thing I've ever seen. Like, it's one thing you have your phone now. People have, you know, they be in the bathroom, right? And it's in the mirror pics, and their phone is already showing the picture. But they had their freaking iPad, but when they take with the iPad, I don't get it. Too much going on. Like, seriously, come on, guys. Like, really, really take your time and think about that. I could be on that joke all day.
Also, I don't know if you even heard about it, Fetty, but actually TMZ released pictures of Evelyn Lozada when Chad Ochocinco headbutted her. So those pictures were actually leaked everywhere today, and they showed them on TMZ, and it's pretty bad. I just posted it for the people that, you know, that knows my Facebook on Taryn Lamont. I just posted those pictures on my Facebook for people to see. Like, her forehead is literally split open. Her eyebrow had to get stitched. Like, it was bad.
I'm going to go look.
He got
a hard behind head.
Yeah, that wasn't right. Like, when I saw that, I mean, we all heard how bad it was. But when you see those pictures, it's like, oh, my God. Like, now I understand why she wouldn't show her face. And, I mean, I'm not going to lie and say it's not a two sides to every story, because we all seen Evelyn pop off in Basketball Wives, so we know she ain't the quiet type. But regardless of what went down, that should have never happened. Like, I don't feel like
right,
any woman
dude,
like,
that. Seriously, first off, you're a football player, so especially, and we're talking about you playing the NFL level, and you kind of still are training in that way. It's one thing people ain't played in a while. You know, your strength might not be that crazy still, but dude, like, you're a football player, and see what you do. And you sit there and you go ahead, basically? Some people are like, well, this is so serious, but it is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, look at this picture. Look at this picture. Because you said TMZ just released it today. Look at this picture.
It's
ridiculous.
And it clears so much up, like, with people trying to talk, because now it's like everybody's, oh, well, look at her on the internet. She done had naked pictures released, whatever. And this is the thing that pisses me off, to be honest. And there's no filter on what I'm about to say. Because it's like, you people judge every single thing for what somebody doesn't do, you're going to talk. What somebody does do, you're going to talk. It doesn't matter what she did in the past. Because at the end of the day, okay, her naked pictures got released. People done sent naked pictures to somebody before. Like, come on now.
But even she got new ones. What does having naked pictures have anything to do about you getting headbutt?
With her getting hit, that's what I'm saying. Like, why are people focusing on her past when she has a freaking head split open? And that just shows you that people were always
I just gotta stop. Yeah, we gotta take a pop. I know y'all are like, we gonna get to the meeting next stuff. We already get to the meeting next stuff. We got plenty of time. For me, I'm just so tired. Why is the world so goddamn prune? But, oh, my God, it's a naked person. Oh, my God, it's a I'm just so tired of the prudeness in the world that everything works the same way. It's like, you know, you're having a cartoon and they have a machine. There's always that one cartoon where they have all the people in the factory doing things going, everybody doesn't freaking do that. Like, seriously, does the world work the same freaking way? This would be born. This would be a born world. I honestly will not be able to freaking live with it. Being everything working the same freaking way, that is boring.
Exactly. It is.
And everybody don't do the same thing. I'm sorry. It's strokes. Heck, y'all was different strokes. But heck, y'all take tea to. There's different strokes of different folks, and everything just don't. Everybody doesn't do the same exact thing. Like, he says, hey, y'all want to sit here, and y'all honestly want to sit. that y'all are so freaking prude, and you're gonna tell me that that's why that she deserves to get a head butted because she had naked pics on the internet? Give me a freaking break, man. Seriously.
Yep, it's just too much, man. And I'm now people saying, oh well, Evelyn leaked the pictures herself. First of all, Evelyn hid her face when that stuff first went down. Evelyn, these pictures are just now coming out. I doubt that Evelyn really wanted to embarrass herself because now it's not about pity. Why would she need to tell about pity when it was everywhere? I mean, what? He couldn't even play for Miami. Like, he lost that $1 million contract, like, however many millions. It was a couple. Like, it was a lot of money, but he lost out on that. Like, we all knew. So everybody's saying, oh, she did this and she did that. Like, it's just so bad. Like, how people
right,
are going to
feel. Right, on the flip side, too, I would play devil's advocate. You know, all these people run around here, tar and feather, okay, I understand. That's right. Do I say I agree with the domestic violence? No, I freaking don't agree with it. But let's freaking act like there's one. Like you said, Terry, you said there's a two side to every story. And last time I checked, too, when last time one of y'all was God? I didn't. Y'all, if y'all go in church every Sunday, oh, yes, Lord. And that kind of stuff there pisses me off about some people. That y'all go to church on Sunday and then hate on Monday through freaking Saturday. Like, I don't understand it. Like, who the heck elected you to be God all of a sudden?
Exactly. Like, and judge people. Like, that's just one thing I just can't stand because no matter what you do, people, I mean, with you being an entertainer, don't get me wrong, but people judge you as for images. But I tell people it's a difference with actually looking at multiple images of what this person is putting out and what they have to bring to the table and their character, except for focusing on one image that you see and basing your whole opinion and viewpoints and whole visual of this person off that one image. I wouldn't say that's right. Like, it's too many people that's judgmental. You don't know what she was going through in her life to make her do what she has done. Nobody knows. So who are you to determine and say, oh, well, she deserved it? No woman, I don't care what she, I don't really care what she did. No woman deserves nothing like that, honestly, because I didn't see him walking out with a cut on his head or nothing like that. So, I mean, she could have popped off at the mouth, but regardless of what happened, there's no excuse for what happened to her.
Right. I mean, honestly, people gonna get it eventually. Like I said, should I say that the rest of his life we should just continually bash the dude? No, I'm sorry. It's like I said, people are pretty brown. Y'all still like y'all all of a sudden there's some of y'all that's the most fake people in the world. I've been said, hey, I still have to do music. Y'all took forever, and then all of a sudden, at the BET Awards, that's y'all big moment that Chad decided to like his music again. Oh my God, he was playing Michael Jackson D, and he started crying on stage. Oh, I feel for him now. Like, no, sorry. What was different about his music? He was still with the same music. Now, he did have one rap CD at first. I didn't know who it was when he first pop off. He did have, he was sick, but text, but in the day, y'all still went and brought AOA Heartbreak and All You Had in Heartbreak by Kanye West, which was one of the, one of the wackest album by Kanye West, and y'all still paid for it, so I'm just
exactly.
saying, like, come on now.
People just got to use their heads, man, and it just kills me because sometimes this is
You said use their head. Watch the language.
Oh, right. No, also.
That's what guys do in the first place. You be using their head.
Yeah. That's true. So, man, I'm telling you guys, I just really, negativity really bothers me. Like, that's one thing that ticks me because that woman, like, at the end of the day, I laugh because it's just like so many people will spit dirt on so many people's names, but it's the more credible people. Like, if you have any inch of knowledge, speaking on someone negative like that is more credible than you and more, you know, more of a better, has a better character than you, like, is nonsense. That's what you don't do. Like, you just can't always
right.
do that. That, I don't know. I don't like negativity at all. People, you know, they're too simple-minded. That's what I say. Simple-minded people. You got to open your mind, expand a little bit. And think before you tweet.
Think before you tweet, for your Instagram, for your freaking Vine. Keith, man, we be here. All right. I mean, freaking, too much stuff, man. Like, I was here last week, but some of the stuff, it's something I just won't join because what the heck is the point? And people run in the same circles. They run around in the same circles with the same people. It's like, always go on Instagram and only follow the same people that follow on Twitter and they only follow the same people from Facebook. That's like, I'll be liking that by Facebook. Why do you always got to know everybody you add? Like, there's no freaking way in the world you're going to tell me that I know every last person in the world on my Facebook. You got to be free. And then I have to know that. Then what the heck is networking? That's just, I'm just working the same circle. That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm about that. Okay, so I'm going to say some more of these. I got some more stories. You know, Clumsy Cook stories later on. I'm going to go ahead and get to the topic for today, which is how to find your niche. And kind of go into that a little more. As far as your music style, your image, those are two key things as far as being in the industry to really make, you know, really make yourself stand out. Because that's one thing. People don't understand, just because you see it work for Drake or you see it work for Chief Keef or whatever, stop trying to do exactly what they do. Because I'm going to tell you, there's some artists that I was dealing with. And that's, I understand you from the same city, but stop trying to do the same everything that he did, and it's going to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why it worked for him is because he did something different. And so now they're going to freaking say, okay, this represent this. Bam. And I'm going to use an example. Okay, so for instance, Chief Keef. Chief Keef, he's putting out, and remember, he's a young person. And Chief Keef is putting these videos on YouTube that's getting millions of views. And he's not even signed up to a label. Before he was really getting heavy radio play worldwide, all this stuff. And then eventually, I play a big part into his music. Bam, he started getting hella money for shows. Bam, he started whatever. But. I got to remember, there's a key thing that I like to point out. Again, he's younger, and you got to remember, the closer you are to your, for instance, let's say you're in high school and you're an artist, you put some music out, you get more people supporting you more because you're closer to your fan base. You're in that one general specific area. You're at a college, same thing. Now you got people in your college you get to work with, but sometimes that's even better because in college you got people from all over, and when you tell that person, they're going to go home, and then they're rocking it. They're going to take that music home. People back in their cities, they're going to be like, oh, what's that you listen to? They're going to catch on, that's going to keep going on and on.
Very true.
But, yeah, you can't, because we talked about this a couple weeks ago with when we had Three Live on the show. And it's just obvious, duh. But as far as an adult, yeah, you got to work a little harder or whatnot. And that's not necessarily trying to do the same thing that high school did. It's not going to work for you. Because unless you got a strong niche that you was already working on, a strong family that you was already working on from when you had people back in high school and whatnot, you're going to make it a little bit harder on yourself. Not saying it's impossible,
mm-hmm.
but you can make it harder.
Yep, I definitely agree. I definitely agree with that one. And also, I think people need to focus more on exactly how they're branding themselves. As in, I can't lie because, it just gets harder if you come out a certain way and you try to transition into something else because people don't really like multi-talented people. And I'm speaking for myself because that's one thing I'm going through now. People see pictures of Taryn Lamont on Google, you know what I'm saying, and, oh, she has lingerie on, and I'm shooting for a show. So the most that I've been getting messages and emails are nasty emails of what are you going to talk about, slut this, slut that. You're going to tell females how to model, and I'm like, what? but at the same time, it's like I'm not going to say I asked for it, but at the same simple fact, like that's the image that I had put out before in the industry of urban modeling. So therefore, when you go to brand yourself, you have to make sure that everything that you do, you're protecting your image. Like now, like with the way that I'm doing the show, I'm not going to be on there acting like I'm some Oprah. I'm the same person. Yes, I have did, you know, stuff in bikinis. My whole point is, while you're branding yourself, be careful, protect yourself, and always make sure what you're doing, and when you do it at the time, it's something that you're not going to regret and go back and say, oh, I wish I never did that. That's the key point, really, because people are really trying to tear you down for anything as soon as you try to expand your horizons a little bit. Like, that's just how it works. So you have to be prepared because the dirt's going to come, but at the same time, I don't care because it makes me more relevant, you know? But some people can't emotionally take that, and some people's careers, one false move could make or break you, like, honestly.
Right, and, I mean, it's all as far as, like music style and image. I'm going to the music and style itself instead of just the physical appearance. A key thing is, and just like with Michael Jackson, you know, everybody's like, oh, Michael Jackson's the king of pop and this. But, and I've talked about this a couple times when we did the Michael Jackson tribute shows. Michael Jackson didn't just magically say, hey, Michael Jackson, this is what I do. Like, a lot of stuff he did was inspired by James Brown. Like, a lot of the movement, the way he moved and stuff, he was inspired by James Brown. There's an interview I was talking about millions of times where James Brown and Michael Jackson backstage for BET Awards, and James Brown says, you know, Mike learned stuff from me, but then he got his own. He got his own. He kept. Now he was making that point that it's okay, you know. Because I hate this. We ask the artists, who inspired you to do what you do or whatnot. They always want to say, well, me, because ain't nobody else like me. I'm sorry. Get that nonsense out of my face, because nowhere in the world you're going to sit here and tell me that it wasn't one person that was already in the industry that inspired you to do what you do. Don't mean that you tell me a carbon copy. We all got inspiration somewhere. It's how you decide to actually make it your own and do your own thing from it. Because there's nothing new under the sun. You can't make the wheel all over. You can't reinvent the wheel, but you can invent how to move the wheel more. You can't necessarily reinvent the wheel at all. That's deep to understand. Like, there's a lot of stuff that's not necessarily new. It's how we innovate it. That's the crazy thing is, like, the airplane. It's pretty much a lot of stuff is the same thing, but we innovate stuff like adding jets to it, all that kind of stuff. Like, we just continually innovate. It's not necessarily a new idea. We're adding new sub-ideas, I like to call them sub-ideas, to an idea that was already established already.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Because, I mean, that's just the thing. Like I said, it's like, stop saying that. And stop saying that, you know, stop not being honest and just being honest with yourself. And also do music, you know, you truly talk about what you truly feel. Like, you want to make dance. Like, I know some people downplay people who want to make dance music or whatnot. Well, if you like dancing, make dance music. Some people like freaking dancing. I like freaking dancing. I don't want to hear about, oh, man, I was killed 10 niggas a day. It was hard. I can't get my food stamps. And now I won't hear that all day because I won't get caught. I'm sorry. Some people don't want to admit that they like everything. Like, they are hard all day long. There's no freaking way that you're going to tell me that. That you're going to tell me that. Be honest. That you go to the strip club and all of a sudden they end up playing sad music. It's so hard to say goodbye. So you're going to tell me you want to see a stripper dance and it's so hard to say goodbye? Like, get the heck out of here. I'm not falling for it. Like, you know you want to hear different music at different times. So stop downplaying. I say it a lot. Stop downplaying people that make dance music. It's fine. Well, like you said, we make the argument a lot. It's not necessarily that you make dance music, but if that's the only thing that's only being pushed, that's not get annoyed. Like, I just like a variety of stuff. But I like people to stop not being themselves. Stop You know, if you want to make this, you should be honest with yourself and make it. That's one thing I would give Soulja Boy credit for. The dude liked freaking dances, so he made a lot of dance tracks. He's being real with himself. And that's why he made money. At the end of the day, I have problem with freaking back with that. I ain't saying he one of the best rappers alive or nothing, but I'm saying that do you want to make dance music? He like dancing? He's being real with himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of these people, they get these hip-hop starter kits that they go dig into, and they go, all right, let's see. This is instruction of how to be a rapper. All right, so let's get it. Let's do this and do this. Do this. All right, now, oh, wait, now I can be a rapper now, mate. Come on, seriously, get the heck out of here with that.
Yep, I feel that, definitely. Just have some type of originality, man. Some people just, I don't know. I mean, do you notice, like, some people kind of be cocky at times, too? Like, no, I inspired myself, and that's the thing. Like, just come out and just say, I mean, it could be anybody, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know why people feel like they got to kind of lie on that type of stuff. Because you have
right.
to have inspiration. You're just not rolling into something.
Right, everybody ain't popping no goddamn Molly. Stop fronting
you
your music. Like, and I'm not saying that. There's some people they know they front and they run around here acting a fool. He just saying stuff. It's because they think it sounds good. Like, dude, seriously, be real with yourself. But we were talking about this earlier at work. During one of my breaks, we were talking about it. And we were talking about how, you know, people getting their chain snatched and whatnot, and then want to freaking trip. You know, y'all sitting there, y'all advertising, y'all know every second you're talking about, I got two chains, I got four braces, I got all this other stuff. And then that's all you talk about. It's like you're a singing advertiser in somebody's head and you keep playing over and over, please take my stuff. Not saying that anybody deserves it to be taken. But that's all you talk about. You talk about how hood you are, especially when you got stuff, and then you talk about you try to push on how hood you are. People are going to really make you a target.
Exactly.
That's what you got to be careful for, too.
Got to be careful with that stunt and stuff, man.
And for people that say it's in the suburbs, and you group of suburbs out here, like, seriously, give me a freaking break. Quit trying to be gangster. You're not. You just prove a point and trying so you can see that, hey, I'm real. Like, honestly, seriously, like, let's be, like, wherever you got this book somewhere that told you that if you're somebody from the hood that acts a certain way, I'm sorry. I'm going to be one of the people that's a perfect example. We don't all act the freaking same way. I'm sorry. Is everybody
mm-hmm.
don't talk the same way? We have everybody don't, you know, like, everybody don't sag. Everybody do this, like, where to turn it down, that's how I'm going down, and that's how, you know, I might be with suburban before five, where my teens are going, then I have to get a hood pass. Like, you just be yourself. Because at the end of the day, you're not being, y'all going to say how real y'all are. You're not being real. Just, you know, whatever, man.
Yeah, I'm tired of that.
Only time you
see
my
feelings,
guys, because my belt wasn't on. I be freaking out. I ain't got a belt, and I be trying to do that walk where you try to make sure your pins don't fall. I be freaking the hell out. Like, oh no! So, it's just me. You want to check the pins, but you go ahead and check your pins. But don't tell me that means I'm checking my pins. Because it's not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
My pins come down for one for. For cut reasons, when they're coming off, that's about it. So, yes, I'm just saying, people, give me a freaking break.
Man,
oh, man. Oh, God. And we're talking about the music, but I'm going to go to the end of this part more. It's kind of about a little bit, but with the image, as far as your image, you know, really think of. Think of a style that, you know, if you're going to be a person that want to be kind of a plain set person, and you like, you know, you don't like to be flashy, you can do that, but you need to make sure you do it right. Like, stop rocking around and you got holes in your shirt and stuff. And what you got a dirty white tee with holes in it, and you go up performing on the stage with people, and you want them to, you talking about support my music, I'm an underground artist. It's because you're underground, it looks like you got to live underground. Like, seriously, like, stop walking around. You want people to try to respect you for a next level artist and try to go to the next level? Just dress next level. Don't mean you got to walk around in a suit or whatnot all day. But however your style is, make sure it's clean and crisp.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, come on, man. I'll be seeing people, they be going to the stage, dingiest white tee they could possibly find, and then go out there perform. That stuff be driving me nuts. That's like, oh, my God. Really?
Exactly.
I'll be hiding DJ when I'm hiding DJ and stuff like that. And, you know, I try to do a little something, but not a little too crazy. So make sure the stage, the people see you, they see you front and center, you messing up.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Crazy.
I can't believe it's hump day, though. It seems like Wednesday came by so fast. Like,
yeah, I know, man.
I don't know. Maybe it's just the week is quite fast because I'm like, whoa, it's Wednesday. Yeah, hump day.
Right. So, okay, so we're going to go to another quick song break, and we'll be back. This is my girl T. Hobie. Break Up, I love this song. It's hot. It's got a nice sample for one of the hottest songs ever. So we'll be back. And we'll talk about some of the stuff from Clumsy Chris, because y'all know I love laughing at idiot terminals.
Baby, just taking it over you. My heart, breaking my heart. When I
right, all right, all right. Yeah. All right, back with Mega Life That Does Live. And that was my girl T helping with Breakup. All right, so, man, I'm going to go ahead and get to some of these clumsy, quick stories. And today's clumsy, quick stuff is always brought to you by clumsycricks.com, where the stupidest criminals and the stupidest law officials in the world can be found. All right, so the story about a judge who tells a suspect with $39,000 in her bra, I need to see support. So apparently today in a federal court, a Canadian woman has a lawyer tried to explain why she hid the bulk of her life savings in her bra and tried to sneak roughly $73,000 into the U.S., a story that the judge visibly missed. He said, I have concerns about the fact that she had almost $70,000, said U.S. Magistrate David Green, who hesitated in granting bond for Ms. Moore L. Ashmore, who's 51, by the way. It's such a large amount of cash. I need to see some kind of support for this story. So I guess in other words, he wants to know, you know, he really wants to, he wants to see how she fixes up her bra. Wow. So, of course, she's a newspaper carrier for the Windsor Star, who also collects disability checks, which took her roughly $73,000 life savings out of a safety deposit box and planned to deliver it to her daughter in Lebanon, where she is studying to where her daughter is studying to become a doctor. And yeah, it was a wire transfer was not working, but she was, so she decided to drive all the way to Detroit. She was going to drive to Detroit. She hid most of the money in her bra. She was going to drive to Detroit and then take a flight to Lebanon. And customs wasn't feeling that. They detained her, and they were saying they were illegitimate funds. But,
wow.
Yeah, and so I don't know how I feel about this story. You know, for me, it just really pissed me off, because I have a strong feeling that the woman it really was her money. And she just, you know, when you're trying to help your daughter or whatnot, and she's all the way in a whole other country, and you can't get on wire transfer to work, you got to do what you got to do. And y'all going to sit here and trip on this woman because come on, y'all, seriously, give me a freak. This is when I tell y'all all the time, I always say, the crooks are here, this is clumsy, the freaking law officers are on this freaking site are dumb too sometimes. But this is a perfect story when I say the law officers are dumb. So I'm about to tell the judge, give me a freaking break, like, honestly. And the customs people, I understand what you're trying to do, keeping us safe and all this, that, and the other. But sometimes I just go over the top, man. And meanwhile, there's somebody that got a freaking real bomb somewhere about to blow us up. If you worry about a woman with freaking money in a bra.
Exactly.
All right. Oh, my God. Wow. So this is crazy. Another crazy story. Now, it is crazy when, you know, you get ready to go to the police station. And, you know, you go to the police station and you go there and find out somebody's robbed you, right? And then you get this person arrested, only to find out that the person that was hiding under their disguise was your grandson? What the heck? I mean, this is crazy. This happened in Albuquerque, New Mexico, by the way. Wow, it's some really ratchet stuff going on there. So a woman, she apparently confronted a masked intruder in her home, and when she ended up stumbling across this this intruder, she ripped off the disguise, and the robber was her grandson. Her grandson. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Isn't that, that's messed up.
And he was stealing her purse over some goddamn casino money. Over some casino money, people. I mean, really, how wretched could you possibly be? So, I don't really have much to say about this story. I'm just really baffled by the fact that, wow, you're really, you're lame, dude. You're lame. You're lame. I don't know. I'm holding my cricket award because I'm for the criminal today because he might be getting it. Or the judge might be getting it from messing with that woman, but we're going to see. Last story, I'm a dad of a 9-year-old Ferrari driver locks a female cop in a Rolls Royce. the businessman, dad of a boy who drove a Ferrari and was arrested by police in Kerala, India, for the second time on Thursday, has been admitted to the hospital after a fight with local traffic police. 37-year-old Mohammed Nassim, who also had a business interest in Dubai, was arrested and remanded to 14 days in police custody following a brawl with traffic police in the South Indian town. True story in Kerala. All right, so I want to get into some more of what this whole locked in the freaking car and stuff happened. Okay, so city police in the Shaw district had accused him of locking up a woman police officer in his Rolls Royce. He is unwell and he's undergoing a medical treatment. His wife told Emirates 24/7 over the phone when they asked why he has been hospitalized. according to some more reports, he was driving his vehicle on that Thursday. His police stopped his vehicle, suspecting him to be drunk. He then was accused of behaving rudely with the police and even locking up a woman police officer in his car when she tried to take the keys of his car. Police later took him into custody, and the Shim, who is into real estate and tobacco businesses, owns several bunch of cars and was earlier in the news when the video of his 9-year-old son driving a Ferrari went viral on YouTube. So, this guy, you know, he just can't catch a break out, staying out of trouble. First, you turn to the internet sensation because your son is driving freaking Ferrari around, was freaking 9 years old, and then you over here to ratchet, you locking police up because they're going to take your car. Like, dude, like, you might as well just go ahead and instead of worrying about those keys, you need to go ahead and lock yourself up the freaking handcuffs. So I've decided that my cricket award for the day is for the Clumsy Crook award. Is going to go to the freaking judge that was just with the woman or the goddamn brawl, money her brawl. Like, I just really can't stand when people they take the law and over to do the most understand that, you know, we're upholding the law a little, but sometimes they got to give me a freaking break. Give me a break. And they're all good. I would say they're good cops out there. I've never done that once before. You'll never see me disrespecting cops. But when you do, when you are disrespectful and you know you're in the wrong, please believe you. I'm going to let you know you're in the wrong as much as I can without going to jail. So, yes, because I'm still agitated. Y'all heard last week I was telling how agitated about dating cops. Watch out for them. Dickin' and Argyle. You ever been Dickin' Argyle? Don't try them cops. Them cops love to give out tickets. Especially UNT's police. UNT love to give out tickets. All right, so if y'all missed any parts of the show, we'll go ahead and remind you guys can check them all. You can check out all the shows in today's show at blogtalkradio.com/CDJ. That's CEDDY, letter J. You can also check it out on iTunes. Let's type in Life It Does Live on iTunes. It's full free. Go in there and you can listen to our shows on there. The TuneIn Radio app, you can download on your phone. Listen to it free on there. And I want to shout out to my girl, Crystal, in the building. You know, show me love on Facebook. I appreciate the love. Shout out to my girl, Junie. Shout out to everybody else. You know, that's listening. You know, just show y'all some love. And just, you know, sure, just always just holding us down. And, of course, my co-host.
Always.
Always.
Of course. Shout out to everybody listening, man. We love y'all.
I know, we won't do the show. I'm going to give y'all some y'all won't cry on me or nothing. Tomorrow, we got to do the show tomorrow. So we'll see y'all, and we'll see y'all on Friday. So, and I want to get close to us out there. If you're in the Dallas, Fort Worth area, it's all this Sunday. And let's start doing every Sunday all the way into August. We'll be in Kyle Park every Sunday from 2:30 to 6:30, and it's free. So it's free. Come chill at the park. Listen to some music. Your boy DJ City Study J on the ones and twos. They can do what it do. So definitely, guys, I want you all to stay safe. And again, appreciate you all. Remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, whatever Study J. Oh, there's a tail on the mind. Over there, there is a way. Y'all tune into another episode of Life of the Duck Live. We'll see y'all, man. Again, we'll see you.
We out.
And we out.